Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another great show that we have on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we do this show once a month. It's normally on the third Wednesday, but we let it slide a week this month because we wanted to get it into just the right timing. And as always, we're really excited to have Francine on with her show, Francine's Angels. Francine, are you there?
I'm here, Mark. Hello.
All right.
Hello, everybody.
Go ahead and talk to everybody. I'm going to go do some screening.
Hello, everybody. I am so honored to be here today, and thank you for taking this time to come and listen. I'm not sure what it's doing in your neck of the woods, but we just had a nice snowstorm, around 8 inches. It's no warmer than 5 to 7 degrees, and it's kind of cozy, especially if you don't have to go out today. So I thank you for coming. I ask you all to relax and enjoy this time that we've set aside just for you. I thought we'd start with a guided meditation, and then Mark will open the phone lines to readings. So if you're not, you can actually listen to the show while you're waiting. So what I'm hearing lately from my clients is a lot of them are not loving themselves. I hear a lot of self-loathing, and I'm not perfect by any means, and, you know, why do I have to live like this? And so I say to them, obviously I give them their own private session, but I said, listen to the radio show this week, this month. I got something good for you. So this month I have Learning to Love You. So I want you to stand up, sit down, whatever's comfortable for you, lie down, and I want you to just settle in. I want you to take this precious time to honor yourself and treat your body to some much-needed self-love. I wanted to begin this meditation by having you close your eyes and taking some deep, relaxing, cleansing breaths. Now let's begin. I want you to breathe in through your nose for the count of six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then hold. And then out again, through your mouth slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, in through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And release. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. I bet you're feeling a little bit more relaxed already. You should be beginning to feel more and more at peace, lighter than you felt in a very long time. And please allow the stress of the morning to melt away, just like the warm sun melts away the snow. Let's just have that as our visualization this morning. I'm so glad you've come today. I want you to honor your mind, body, and especially your soul. Let's honor the true beauty, the beauty that lies within you, the beauty that we sometimes forget to see. One of the best things we can do for ourselves and our bodies is to get a good night's sleep. And that's another complaint I'm hearing. Most people don't sleep well enough. Please honor your beautiful body when you climb into that big, cozy bed of yours. Don't lie there and let stress or worry steal your peace. You have earned this rest. Turn off the TV, the computer, the cell phone, or any other distraction that may interrupt your rest. Instead, take some time to thank Spirit for your beautiful day and know that tomorrow will be even better, especially if you get your proper sleep tonight. Ask your angels and loved ones in heaven to watch over your home and family, especially during this restful time. They love when you call upon them, and they enjoy watching over us. That's their job, and it's absolutely no trouble to them at all. So please don't feel funny asking them. They actually feel neglected when you don't ask. One of the number one things that make us look worn and tired is lack of rest and sleep. Notice the difference in your face in the morning, your attitude, your eyes, when you've had a good night's rest. And it is my intention when you finish this meditation to leave you feeling refreshed. And in time, if you continue to do this meditation, you will see fine lines soften and actually feel and see your health improve. Many studies have been done on the benefits of meditation, and all have been positive. Rest and proper sleep can change your life in so many ways. And meditation helps you to focus on the beauty and the blessings in your life and the beauty of your spirit within. One of the most important and first steps of connecting with your true beauty is to ignore those negative voices in your head. We all hear them. They say things like, I'm not good enough, pretty enough, handsome enough, I'm too fat, my body does not move like it used to, I'm not very smart or personable. These voices break down our beauty. So let's get started with the process of silencing these voices and turning up the volume of our own positive voice. Everyone has a true beauty. It's not just a physical quality. It's an unwavering spiritual quality, an inner light, a light connected to the very light of our source. And when we connect to this light, we honor the true nature of our deep spiritual beauty, our deepest, most undeniable qualities. We honor ourselves, and our light strengthens, and that helps to expand our true beauty. So let's look deeply within. Find this beauty inside of you today. When we honor ourselves and our light strengthens, expanding our true beauty, it means the world to us. Look deeply within and find this beauty deep, deep, deep inside of you, and let's resurrect it. Often, when we find this true place of beauty, our first reaction is, there it is. It does take some time to tap into your inner beauty, the real you. So be patient with yourself. It's in there, I promise. Peace and clarity come with time. Gently let go of all of these destructive, negative thoughts. You know they have never been true and never will be. Instead, let the inner quiet in. It's all about letting go of all the negative and focusing on the positive. Now take another deep breath in and then out. Good. Letting go of all the thoughts that creep in. And try to distract yourself. Letting in thoughts of love and peace, drawing from within yourself. Letting go of anything troubling you on this day. I now want you to envision a chalkboard where your to-do list lives. Picture yourself wiping it clean. Just for today, for this time of divine peace. Quiet the voices in your head, starting first with everyone else's voice, and then move on to quiet your own. Now that your mind has had a chance to calm down, relax your body and envision the beauty of each part of your body. Your body is perfect and beautiful, made in the image of your beautiful Creator. And that is the only way you should see it each and every day. And now as you focus that love on your body, see yourself as a little child. This child is very happy, glowing with a beautiful white light all around you. As you see yourself inside this beautiful child, look into the child's eyes. See the child looking into the mirror. See the child admiring its beautiful smile. That's your smile, your hair, your beautiful essence. You're an angel on earth. You are beautiful. Tell this child that you're beautiful. You're worth it. Look into that mirror and tell yourself, I love you, and I truly mean it today. I love all of me. I am perfect child of God. I am a light that shines everywhere I go. Now let's focus on more of what illuminates you and makes you feel beautiful and alive. Our true beauty is what dwells deep within our hearts, in the essence of our beings. It is now time to tap into that essence. As I say these words, feel the connections to them resonating inside of you and begin to radiate their meaning through your light. See your honesty, your integrity, your creativity, your passion, your beautiful joy, your strength, your patience, your compassion, your playfulness, and your generosity. These wonderful inner qualities, they never, ever get old. In fact, they only get better as you age. These traits have been growing and deepening their roots every day of your life. They are constant reminders for you to honor your authentic self. As you have now become in touch with your inner self again, visualize yourself looking into the mirror again. But this time you see the beautiful person you are today. A person whose beauty transcends age and time. Take a moment of gratitude and focus on each body part and thank it for supporting you each day. Visualize each body part surrounded by a brilliant white light and healing in all ways possible. Feel this light permeating every inch of your beautiful body, every cell, bringing with it a peace and calm that transcends understanding. Good. Great job, everybody. Now let's finish this beautiful healing meditation with some positive affirmations you can take with you for the day. Remember to say, I am compassionate, I am patient, I am truly joyful, I am strong, I'm creative and inspiring, I am full of love, I focus only on the positive of who I am, I have so much to offer this world, I am surrounded by beauty, and I love and am loved by all. Great job, everyone. You can open your eyes now. I hope you feel the peace that I hope to transcend to you. And I hope that you'll download this free guided meditation so that you can listen to it at any time. All righty, I am ready to take those phone calls. Mark, who do we have up first?
All righty. Let's go ahead and we're going to bring on Amy first. Amy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's your question?
My question is, do you see me changing jobs this year?
Okay. And can I draw some cards for you?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to shuffle them really well, and then I'm going to take three from the middle, and I will answer your question. Good. Your first card is manifestation. I feel like you wanted to manifest this job, but what's keeping you at the old job? I feel like something's still holding you on to this old job.
It's not that I'm not trying. I work for state government, so it's hard for me to try to find something that's comparable because of my benefits and my seniority.
I see. Because I feel like you're at this job and you want to manifest a new one, but the next one is support. You're not asking for support. Ask your angels. Say, I've been doing this job a long time. I've grabbed some great seniority, and I need a comparable job. Would you help me to find that? Are you putting yourself out there? Do you have a headhunter or someone who's helping you?
No, but I've been there's a job net where you can check, and I check that like about three times a day.
Good.
Where they put out other state agency jobs out. So,
I'm not feeling this is going to be an easy transition for you, Amy, but I do feel something by late summer. Can you hold out?
I'll try.
I know. Yeah, I hope it's sooner than that. I'm feeling more August. What I'm feeling is you actually like the job. It's the politics behind it that's getting to you. Is that true?
Yeah. So the job is, there's a lot of negativity here in the management above.
And your next card is retreat. Can you stop beating yourself up? What if you're there to teach them, Amy? Has that occurred to you?
No.
Maybe you're there and you're so ethical, they're learning from you. Don't bow down to them. You let them rise up to you. And have you lost a grandfather on your mother's side?
Yes.
Were you really connected to him? Because he's dying to get through and just giving hello.
Yes.
Oh, well, please know that he's with you in spirit, and he's trying to help you get this new job. The only thing is he wants you to put your name in more places. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You're great at what you do. You've almost gotten stagnant in this job, like you can't go any higher.
Yes, exactly.
Good. Grandpa says, get that resume polished up. I don't see you waiting any longer than August. It could be sooner than that, but no later than August. Okay?
Okay.
Would you check in with me when you get the new job?
Yes, I will.
All right. And can I put you on my prayer list? I have a prayer list for people who are looking for jobs. I'll just put your first name.
Yes, that would be
wonderful.
You
got it. All right. God bless you, Amy.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. So, Susanna, you're next.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. I had two questions. My first was about love life, when you see a relationship.
Okay. So, relationship for Susanna.
Suzanne.
It's Suzanne? Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
All right.
And may I shuffle a few cards for you? Let's see what we get.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle out three of them. Okay, your first one is forgiveness. Who's the past love, Suzanne, that you can't forgive?
An ex-husband, I guess, but it's like 12 years ago.
Yeah, and can you, just sort of detach for him? Was he really violent or mean?
Yes.
Okay, and so you've detached from the ex, but you haven't detached from what he did to you. Does that make sense? Not all men are going to treat you that way?
Well, it's not that. I had only one child, and he fought and fought and fought, and now he has him. And, like, I see him, but it's not the same as having him every morning and things, so I can never forgive him for that. I was a good mom.
How old is your child, honey?
He's 12 and only be 13 next month.
Oh, don't you dare believe that you're not a good mom. Promise me?
No, I know I am. That's why I'm saying this is why it's sad.
It is sad. That child will be back in your arms someday. You'll see. I just feel like you married a bully of a husband.
Yeah.
I know. I do see within a three you meeting someone else, but I feel that you don't get out enough to meet them. Does that make sense?
No, I'm trying. I'm online. I'm supposed to have a couple of dates. I went out, but, you know, I'm trying to lose a little weight, get a different hair color.
There you go. You're reinventing yourself. Good girl.
Yeah.
Within a three, call me back. So if it's 3 weeks, 3 months, we'll take it. But
do you know what type of guy it's going to be?
The type of guy, I don't feel he's tall. I hope you don't like really tall. He feels like he's a little shorter than you're used to. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
All right. But loving, and he has three children, so I don't know if that's a problem.
Three children? How old are
mm-hmm.
they?
Excuse me?
How old are his children?
I want to say 14, 17, and maybe 18.
Oh, so teenagers.
Teenagers, yeah. I don't know if that's a problem, but I feel he has three children, but I feel he's very loyal and very honest. And have you lost a mother figure, honey? She's all around you.
A grandmother.
Yeah. Was she like a mom, though? She feels more like a mom than a grandmother.
Well, a grandmother.
Yeah. But I mean one that really loved you, one that nurtured you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did she teach you how to bake?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's teaching you all the skills that she knew. Yeah, but you don't want to bake anymore, she says. What happened to that?
I didn't bake a wheel. I used to just bake cookies.
All right. She wants you to get back to your baking, especially during the winter. And
but I'm on a diet.
Oh, all right. So you can't bake right now. And the other thing is there a problem with your job right now?
Well, you know what it is? I'm just not making enough money. I work I babysit early in the morning, and I have to travel 20 minutes to do that. And then I'm a teacher 8 in the afternoon for 3 hours, but I want to get it like 5 hours, 5.5 hours where I'm working now.
Yeah, because the next cat is balance. There's not a lot of balance around your job. And your grandmother would love to see you have one job instead of the two. I just feel
like... Does she see me getting more hours at the job I'm at now soon?
Let me ask. I do. Why haven't you asked lately?
I don't know if there's going to be any openings. Maybe I will ask.
I feel like you asked a while ago, but you haven't asked currently. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And the next one's music. You and your new man love music. I feel like you shut your music off for a while, Suzanne. Is that true?
Yeah. How old do you think the man's going to be?
I want to say he's in his 50s. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what he looks like to me. Yep, but I feel like, you know when you meet someone the first time and you know they are very genuine? It's not like you have to think about it or guess. He feels very genuine, very loyal. Yeah, and can you give your son a call today and give him a big hug?
Later tonight. When do you see him? Do you ever see him coming back to live with me?
I don't see that right away. I feel once you're settled with this new man that he comes more often.
But you don't see him living with me?
I don't see that quite yet, nope.
But I mean ever?
I do see that when he's a little older, absolutely, because he has free choice then.
Like how old?
I feel like he's afraid of his dad, to disappoint his dad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what this is all about, honey. But when he's older... 16, 17, you'll see he'll come all by himself.
You mean you think he'll want to live with me when he's 16, 17?
Absolutely. He'll want to live with both parents equally.
Well, he can't do that. He has to go to school with one person.
Right. But when he's 16 or 17, even 18, he can decide where he wants to be.
All right, that's a long time, though. But
I know. Can you enjoy it in the meantime, though, the time that you get with him?
Yeah.
I know.
And I have one more quick question. I know this is a weird one, but do you think my hair would look better brown, light brown, or reddish brown?
Okay. The funny thing is your grandmother said not red. You. Why do you want to be a redhead?
Yeah, you're right. My friend just said that, and I said no.
Your grandmother's laughing.
Blondish or brown or light brown?
I want you to go with... probably a medium brown. How's that?
Yeah, you're right.
You have darker eyebrows. That's what your grandmother's telling me.
What about my eyebrows?
You have darker eyebrows and she wants them to blend.
Actually, I have very light eyebrows. I have to pencil them in.
Really?
Yeah.
She's saying that, well, do you pencil them in dark?
Yeah, but my friend said, too, probably a medium brown.
I would say medium brown, absolutely. Do not go red, she says. And it's not a silly question. We women are very vain about our looks. And
yeah.
You're reinventing yourself, Suzanne, and that's a good thing. You've let this man define who you were for years. And now you're stepping out the box, honey. Good girl. I wish you all the best.
It could be 3 months till I meet this man? Or?
I want to say at least three, yep. It could be 3 weeks, but no later than 3 months. How's that?
And you think I'll get the full-time job where I'm working now or 5 hours?
I think you need to ask because they're not aware of it right now. And so I do think there's high potential for you to be working in one place. Yep.
All right. I'm going to ask when I go back tomorrow.
Good.
And I think I might have to quit the babysitting one because it's too much.
I think so, too. I think you need to just settle on the one job and... I don't know. I don't think you're honoring yourself with the babysitting one, but I'm going to leave that up to you.
All right.
Thank you, Suzanne.
All right. Cindy, you're on with Francine.
Thank you, Francine, for taking my call.
Hi, Cindy. How are you today?
I am lovely. I hope you are, too.
I am. Thank you for asking. What's your question?
I am in the process of a major transition. Went through a divorce last summer. I'm leaving a job. Actually, tomorrow is my last day, and I'm moving to North Carolina. But I'm struggling with exactly what area. My daughter wants me to be in Hickory, where she lives, but I'm feeling kind of like Asheville's where I need to be. So I'm going to take off about 4 months. I'm going to go to Spain and do the El Camino for about 6 weeks, and then I need to come back and decide where I'm going to live and find a job. So I'm just trying to find out what area.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Cindy, because these changes needed to be made. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. I feel you had to let go of this ex.
Yes.
I feel he was dragging you down. Does that make sense?
Yes. He's a
trying
good person,
to make you believe things that weren't true. Not a bad man,
yes.
But just not someone who brought you up. I feel like you were the healer in this relationship.
Yes.
I want you to take your time. Your daughter really loves you, honey, and she would love for you to move there. What I really want you to do is take a job that you love. It doesn't matter where the city is. It matters where your love for your job is. Do you see that?
Yes. Do you see me working for myself?
I feel there's high potential, but not in the beginning. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
I feel like you need to get your name out there and then within the next 2 years, absolutely. But I feel you're going to love this beautiful transition. It feels like you opened up this curtain and you said, here's my new life.
That's what it feels like.
Doesn't it? It's like, oh, my goodness, this is brand new. Can I draw 3 cards and see if that all goes together?
I would love it. Thank you.
Good. All right, I'm going to shuffle them really good. And then I'm going to pull out 3. Oh, good. You got some good ones. All right, Archangel Michael, that's your lead angel, and he's helping you with this transition. Do you pray to him, Cindy?
Yes, he's with me all the time.
He is, and he just solidified that fact by showing up. It's like, what is she worried about? I'm right here. Your next card is trust. The only thing lacking is you're not trusting yourself to go through this process. Why?
I'm working on it.
Good.
I've never stepped out of a job without having something to go to, and I'm really working on trust.
Okay, I hear you because when I started doing readings, my hubby thought I was crazy. I quit 3 jobs with no clients. I don't recommend that for everybody, but I'm doing what you did. I trusted spirit. I trusted that the universe knew I needed a major change, and I feel that for you. And your last one, don't giggle, it's soulmate. You're going to the Carolinas to meet your soulmate.
Oh, my gosh, it's not in my plan at all.
Yeah, and I want to say something with a D. First name or last name begins with a D.
Okay.
Yep, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you keep in touch with me?
I will. Thank you.
Good. I love to hear the good stuff.
Thank you very much.
I wish you all the best, Cindy. Take care.
Thank you, and blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Excuse me. All right. Lisa, you're next.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Francine. It's Lisa.
How are you?
Hi, good. I'm working at a school for many years. I'm trying to build my healing practice. It's going really slow. I want to know what you feel. I would love to leave the school, and every year I say, okay, this is my last year for 3 years, and it doesn't seem to be going down that road. I'm not quite sure. Do you feel like the healing stuff is maybe just a hobby and I need to find something that I haven't thought of? I guess I'm at this crossroads. I don't know if to continue to pursue, the healing stuff or try something entirely different. I guess I'm stuck right now.
All right. You are a true healer, sweetheart. Who's
Thank
telling you,
you
so- something different?
My husband. Whenever whenever an opportunity comes around, he says, you can't leave your job. You have to have, steady clients. So now I'm just laughing when you said, you stopped everything with no clients. Like, I'm inclined to do that. I have deep faith and believe in spirit. He is one of those, he's the accountant. No. the conservative one. So I'm being pulled in two directions.
Sounds like my hubby used to be. Are you kidding me? But you know what, Lisa, it sounds like spirit is leading you. And even if you tried to stay in this traditional job, your guides are going to push you out of it somehow. So I wouldn't quit the job yet, but you'll see doors will start opening where you'll say, oh, my God, if that's not validation for me to get into my healing more, I just feel it's just a slow time right now. But I also feel you're always reinventing yourself. I don't feel like you just do the same thing. Do you do anything with yoga or Reiki too?
Well, yes, I'm doing Reiki. I've just become a master instructor for integrated energy therapy, so I am going to start running classes. I teach kids meditation classes.
Right.
I'm doing a lot. I just became a trainer for Infinite Possibilities to go out and do motivational speaking, which I'd love to do at schools. So I feel this has only been the last few months. But there again, it's like, is this going to be, the right thing for me? Is it enough? Do you know what I
mean?
It is
enough. Let me tell you, the life of a healer is slow in the beginning.
Okay.
But if you turn back now, you're going to kick yourself. And have you written a book? I feel like you've written a book. Is that
true? Yes, I wrote a book on it's called Magical Journey Meditations. It's a book for children. It has guided meditations. And I do teach classes at a yoga studio in Wakefield. And I'm also teaching classes at a hair salon in Peabody. I have a room there where I do Reiki and integrated energy therapy. So I feel like things are moving, but very, very slowly. So
absolutely, and that's usually the way it is because this business is word of mouth. But don't let hubby turn you the other way. You're a natural-born healer. You walk with Archangel Michael just like our last caller. And kids love you. They feed off of you.
All right, so you think they'll finally – I feel like for so long I'm one person, like a pebble in an ocean, and I see the kids that do come to me, they gain so much. But sometimes I feel like I'm invisible, like I have to get my word out there,
Yep.
Sometimes it's very discouraging,
It can be discouraging, and that's the ego telling you, oh, you need to quit and get into to traditional work, and you don't want to listen to that. You really don't. And I'm going to tell you, in the next 3 years, they're going to start integrating this stuff into all public schools.
I know. I'm trying to,
And you'll be ahead of the bandwagon.
Awesome. Okay,
Thank
so I'm on
you,
the right
my
track.
Love, and tell hubby he's married to a beautiful healer.
Okay, I will.
All right, take care. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Danny, you're going to be up next. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Good, good.
I'm good.
I was just kind of found you, and I thought I'd call in.
I'm glad you did. What's your question?
About, I guess it's been about 2.5-3 months ago. It seemed like everything was kind of going just fine and a little boring. And then all of a sudden, my job started imploding and my health started kind of going, and I'm always really healthy. So I'm kind of coming out of it or just getting used to this energy, but I'm not really feeling good with it. And I want to know if you could figure out or if you could bring in when this next change and when I can get back to being me again. I guess, is that a good question?
So your job got busier.
Well, it basically, I call it imploding because it's going to be going away. It's not gone away yet. It's transitioned, but it's something I've done for 20 years, and it's almost.
What do you do for work?
I sell advertising, and we lost a lot of our clients to some other groups. And I'm trying to get on with one of those groups, and you know, in fact, I might find out this week about one of them, which would be fine. That would at least give me some security again, because right now I'm I feel like I'm on, you know, some ice right here.
Yeah. And body care feels like it's a little off. It's funny. I drew three cards, and the first one is body care. Do you have a lot of anxiety, Danny?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to you know, remedy that with a lot of meditation, a lot of chilling out, but somewhat successful, but it's just very hard.
I know, because we listen to the committee in our head, don't we? The committee tells us everything that's wrong. I feel body care. I also feel your tummy's off. What's going on with your tummy?
Yeah, I think that's just part of the anxiety aspect of it.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like you hold all your anxiety there. And what if I told you got harmony? That's your next card. There's a part of this company that doesn't want you to leave, but I feel something happens in March that opens a door for you.
Okay.
A brand new company. But I feel it's more marketing than advertising. Does that make sense?
I'm honestly not right now, but maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of like it is, you know, I'm trained for this position. I know how to do this really well, and I don't even know how to even reach out to find another thing that would match. And that's kind of what the scary part is.
That is scary, isn't it? You fear that, but you're great at it. And you feel lonely, no one around you?
I guess you could say that.
I just feel like I don't know who your love interest is, but it feels...
I've actually never really had a love interest.
Danny, beautiful guy like you, why?
I know. I have a lot of friends, a lot of stuff like that, but it's never worked. It's always, the timing was always off.
Okay, because your next card is soulmate. I see someone in as a true soulmate. I just feel you've been blocking this for years, and it's through this soulmate, they help you to find the next job. They open the door for you. How's that?
Well, that's definitely positive.
Good. Are you mad at a father figure, honey?
Not mad. I felt sorry for him. He's crossed.
I know. He wants to know if you're still upset with him. Maybe mad is a little too harsh. He wants to know if you can forgive him.
Oh, of course. I've really forgiven him a long time ago.
All right.
Because I realized that everything he did was so I could learn how to do it better.
Yeah, I feel like he was really hard on you. He loved you, but he did it in a way that you didn't appreciate at the time. He says, suck up, I owe you big time, kiddo. Yeah, he's all around you. Do you feel his energy?
Sometimes, especially with anxiety lately, because I definitely inherited that from him.
Yeah. Anxiety.
Some of the stuff I carry.
Yeah, can you just say to your anxiety, you need to go away. You can't hurt me anymore. You've spent a lifetime trying to hurt me, and now I'm done.
I feel that way.
Yeah, almost like, you know, in the cartoons when you see those big bubbles above your head and they have voices? Take a big pin and pop that bubble.
Gotcha.
You're about to embark on all brand new, starting in March. You'll see. But I need to get you out more to meet new people, too. Your friends are stagnant.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
And I just don't even know where to even start.
Where do you start?
I wouldn't even know where to start.
You can get together with social groups. You can go online. They have a lot of these groups that meet on weekends. It depends. Some you can just do summer photography groups, whatever you're interested in, cooking class. Get out there on weekends and start to reinvent who Danny is, because he's been stagnant for 20-odd years. And do you have a birthday coming up?
No.
Why has your father got a white candle? Is it his?
It could be his. His was in February.
It's coming up. Then would you sing to him?
Okay.
All right. Don't forget to sing to your dad. Even though he's in heaven, he likes to have a celebration. Will you keep in touch with me?
Sure. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I see good things. Hang in there. March is a much better month for you.
Okay. I'm ready for March then.
Okay. Yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Bye,
Danny. Take care.
Hey, it's Mark. Yeah, it was interesting because Danny's story sounds so much like mine.
I know.
I bet we could say that about a lot of the different people we hear, that call in for questions. It's like, you can kind of connect with them and say, I've been there, or, that's a lot of what my life experience has been like, or those are some lessons that I've learned or I'm learning now. And so can you do me a favor?
You can tell Danny you're on the other side of this. See, it does get better.
Yeah, yeah. So can you pull some cards for me, Francine?
You got it. All right. And what's your question?
Let's see. Let me come. Okay, so I get the feeling spiritually that I have the ability inside myself to, like, there's so much that I've created. There's so much manifestation that I've been able to create inside my heart. And it seems like I haven't figured out how to just let it go and let it out so that I can be fully abundant and be connected at the highest levels of everything that I want for my path in life. So I guess the question would be is, what can I do that will allow me to release from my heart all these different things that I'm capable of manifesting?
First of all, you need to hone in on your specialty. What's your specialty? I feel like you have so many gifts that you're trying to use all at once.
I would say coaching. I mean, I really enjoy coaching people.
All right. So that should be the first thing on your plate should be, I am going to advertise myself as the greatest coach. And because you are, even when we speak offline, you're a great coach, you're a great mentor. So your first card is divine timing. Your coaching is right on time. I don't feel you need any more schooling. I feel you need to teach others. So that should be your first thing is to, do you advertise anywhere, Mark, other than your website?
I don't. It's mostly, most of the people that come across me, it's interesting. It's either, one of them has got to be spiritual referral, because I just have people who call me from all over the country out of the blue who just seem to find me. And I think the other is just word of mouth. I mean, with the people I've worked with, they've always been really good referrals for me. And, through that, I'd say probably 40% of everything I get comes from people who just refer people to me.
Excellent. And what type of coaching would you offer?
I think my coaching goes all over the place. I mean, it's more about just helping, if I look at what my gift is, I think my gift is really being able to see the potential of what people can do.
Mm-hmm.
And really, so what I always seem to be able to give to people is something that empowers them. It's that missing piece of whatever they need. It's almost like the next step for them because they can't see it yet. And
I know what's great, because this is intuitive coaching. You're reading them and seeing what they're lacking, and you're able to fill that gap.
Yeah, and a lot of it just really, it's interesting, a lot of it just comes from just listening to people and listening to their stories and just knowing exactly where they're at and being able to connect with it. And, because of the fact that I've had so much life experience with different things in my life, you know, I'm able to talk to it from actual experience and say, you know what, I know what it's like to be out of work. I know what it's like to have mm-hmm. to move away from your children or to be, you know, leave a marriage or, you know, whatever mm-hmm. the life experience is. So it can go all over the spectrum as far as the actual coaching. I mean, for some of it, it can be on relationships or what you can do to be the best you can be in who you are to really just get into a relationship that's a better fit for you. But it also can be with anything else. It can be about life direction or job or, you know, a lot of personal work stuff. I have a lot of people who come to me who are like, you know, I just don't understand why I don't get along with a lot of people, or I find that I'm angry all the time, or, and a lot of these are just indicators of things that are stuff, you know, it's stuff in themselves that, you know, has to grow. It's all about the individual growing.
Excellent. I love that. Now, can you lose the fear? That's your next card. Fear of...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really think, I don't feel like I hold on to any fear. I mean, it generally, you know me, once I get my teeth in something, I just run. So, and I don't mean run away. I mean, I just dump both feet into it. If anything, you know, I probably have to learn to kind of plan a little bit more. But you know me, it's like once I get an idea in my mind, I'm full blown out there doing it.
That's true. Maybe the fear is in another avenue. Is it fear of not bringing in enough abundance because of this work? Because you're great at what you do.
Well, I think the abundance has always been a fear that I've had. It's always that feeling of lack of stuff, or the idea that the, you know, I think one of the greatest lessons I'm going through right now in life is really understanding that, you know, a job or a specific individual doesn't have to be my source, that you can actually, you know, we can start talking from a preacher level and just say that God is our source, that, you know, when you put mm-hmm. God in charge of everything, you put the lead there, that itself is, you know, then you got, you know, the person who created everything that's in charge of being your source.
Absolutely.
And
you know what I feel for you this year? One word, tsunami. I feel like the last 2 years have been stagnant and the tsunami just opens for you this year. I can just feel it when I talk to you. Big, big, not just plans for abundance, but plans for helping so many people. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like the last 2 years you've needed to go through those hard times because, man, they've helped you grow. It's like you can read people now like the back of your hand and coach them. And your last card is soulmate. You ready to find someone who does very similar work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to see some of the people that I'm close to right now and how they're developing and expanding spiritually, how they're mm-hmm. really kind of opening and really coming into their gifts and starting to notice what they're capable of, you know?
Mm-hmm. I feel like every single person whose soulmate material is coming into your life for you to teach them as well. The other thing is, are you writing a book? I've never heard of this.
Yes. Yeah,
good.
I've actually, you know, it's funny. It's been something that's on the back burner, and it started, as you know, from the spiritual aspects, it started to get downloaded to me about 3 or 4 days ago. I mean, it's always been in the works. But, you know, the actual cover and everything started to come down, and I've actually started to put the intention directly into completing the book so that I have it published by Christmas this year.
Good. I feel like you took that book off the back burner. It's ready to go. Do you have a brother who's helping you with this book in some way?
Well, you know, my brother is very interesting because he is very intuitive. He's very spiritual, but he's totally business, which is funny. He's totally into that business sense, and he is the one who is in my muse in a lot of ways because he's the one that's like, you know, these are all great stories that are happening in your life. Are you writing them down, you know?
Wow.
And it's funny because most of the time it's like, no, I'm not really writing them down. I don't really keep journals of any of that kind of stuff, so... it's like the clock is chiming. I hear the clock chiming now. It's like,
yeah, I feel he's going to help
change.
You.
Yeah,
you got
a big
change coming. Just remember me when you're way up there, my friend.
Oh, yeah. You know me. I always got my friends on my sides, and
I
love
I do. You are true blue. I know that.
All right. Well, thank you for pulling those cards for me.
You're very welcome.
We got about 10 minutes to go. The call cues are clear, and so I'm going to let you wrap up with any type of blessing or whatever you want to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
all right,
you.
First of all, are you there? First of all, I want to thank all of the people who listened today. I hope, and all of the callers, I hope that I was able to help you in some way. I want to end the show with a beautiful prayer to Spirit and all seven of our angels. I want to thank them for blessing us all today with the wisdom that we already know. It's called YAK, Y-A-K. You already know that you're on a path to greatness. And just like Danny, don't listen to that junk in your head that tells you you can't do it. And like some of my other calls, sometimes it's just time for a change. When you lose your job or the job you're with just doesn't feel right anymore. Or like Lisa, she knows she's got these beautiful gifts and she doesn't want to stifle them. She doesn't want to go back to traditional teaching. So let's pray to Spirit today and let's ask him to cover us from the top of our head to the bottom and let's to the bottom of our feet, and let's ask him to help us to make these beautiful changes that will implement the beautiful person that we've come here to be and let all roadblocks get out of our way. I thank you, Jesus, Spirit, Mother Mary, for blessing everyone who's listening on this call today and those who will listen later. I bless them with beautiful abundance. I ask that you make their changes as easy as possible, even though they're learning lessons during these changes. I ask that you guide their steps and to help them in all ways. And I thank you all again for listening. And I hope that you'll listen again next month and call in because I love spending this entire hour with you. All right. In Jesus' name, amen. Not sure if Mark's there, so I guess we'll talk a little more. Guys.
Yeah, I'm there. I was just listening to your prayer and everything, and oh wow. So if you want, I'll
guidance.
Go ahead and. What's that?
Just a little guidance.
Yes, I love that. If you want, I'll go ahead and finish off the show in the last couple minutes with a music piece that my friend Mike channeled from Angels.
Would you
like that?
Thank you.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is Francine and Francine's Angels, a radio show that's on once a month from 11 to noon Eastern Standard Time. If you missed any part of this show, you can get it in our archives and find out more about this show and other shows at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Francine, why don't you go ahead and give out your website?
My website is www.francinesangels.com, all lowercase, no apostrophes. I look forward to seeing you there, and thank you.
All right. Goodbye, everybody, and Francine, have a great day, and we'll finish off with Mike Snyder and his music piece.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Bless you.
Yeah, bless you, too. Thank you.